and dancing to it or whatever and singing the words. But I know it's different when someone comes up to you and they're just as free-minded as you are and they believe the same things you believe. And when you take off some of your clothes at the gig, they're doing the same thing. That's the difference. I think I get off more on that than anything. I know that this is, well as most things, other than whatever you can find in your mind, is really limited, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to do it. I mean, maybe two or three more albums and I'll be done. Maybe not even that many. You know, I just want to do something else sometime. So it's like I don't...
Do you actually, I mean, you've started, what I was reading is that you've started as a musician, or I mean playing instruments here and there at a very early age, and your parents come from a jazz background, right? Did that affect you at all? Did it affect your upbringing? Because then I believe you actually left home at a very early age as well.
Yeah, it didn't affect me in any way, I don't think, because my father left when I was 7, and he was really the only one that was really musical. My mother sang for him, but she sang lead in the band, but she was, you know, she wasn't that good. She only lasted a month with him, and he got somebody else. Most interesting to me, because it dealt more with human life than anything. The reproductive process and the whole idea of it, the fact that people lose their cool behind it is enough to write about to me. When I was younger.